in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo! Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. See who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Just the first thing that
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Welcome, welcome to WJVR Internet Radio in the basement. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese and Poppy Chulo, Ulysses Pop Carter. Hi, Pop. How you doing, love? This has been, let me tell you, man, what year is this? 2022? Write it down. One for the books. It's just been very, very busy. I am, again, sorry we didn't get to you on Wednesday, but we are here for you today. Whatever it is you want to talk about, the phone lines are open today. And, you know, I really couldn't tell you what's going on in the world. I'm sure when Rez comes through, she will, you know, spark the topic, the conversation, and we will go from there. Just a reminder, as Pop is letting all of the chatterboxes know, I will let those listening on the podcast. By the way, there is a podcast on Blog Talk Radio. You can find it. You can actually follow live. You can listen live on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and listen. You can listen to it later on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find it on iTunes. If you find WJBR Internet Radio, and it has to be Internet Radio, if you find it on iTunes, please give it a 5-star rating. Come on, y'all. Time for me to care about shit like that. So please, you know, wherever you see us on any of your favorite podcasting stations, we are all over the place. WJBR Internet Radio, Brunch in the Basement with Javon on Saturdays, 11 to 1, and most Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you are watching and listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio, the best brunch on Saturday. And this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. In Canada through SoCan and Resound, and the UK through PPL and PRS for music. If you want to listen only to the music on the radio station, that's another thing we don't talk about. I'm still in the middle, in the process. I ain't going to say in the middle because I could be in the beginning of the process of programming the radio station. There's a lot to it, a lot more than I originally thought. It is a whole other job. It's a labor of love, and I want you all to listen and let me know what you think. You know, what would you like to hear at different times of day? Do you want midday mixes, or do you want Sunday gospel, inspirational? Do you like the comedy, the Richard Pryor, the Red Fox, and Moms Mabley, and Red Fox and Flip Wilson joints? Some of the shows from here, just the interviews, just snippets of the interviews, or do you want the whole interview? Do you just want the rapid fires? That's up to you. You let us know what you like, and we will, you know, try to get it together for you. Just to let you know, also, as Pop reminds us, the views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. And since Pop is asking where are the basement dwellers and chatterboxes this morning for Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio, can't invite anybody else on this show until, drum roll please, okay, we say what's up to Resi Pooh. Ah, what's up? What's up? What's up? How you doing, babe?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Good, 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 good.
Yo, thank you, Pop. Pop said, Javon, I want everything. Yes. Yes, good, good, because that's what it is. That's what it is right now. It's a complete and utter smorgasbord. And, you know, I just have to do a better job at promoting it and reminding people, including myself, that we actually have a radio station that needs to be listened to. It doesn't serve anybody for it to just exist. And, A, you know, I take full responsibility, my bright idea, then freaking program it. Have a real program. You know, that's one thing. And the other thing is, you know, let people know that it's out there and remind people that it's out there. You know, I love the smorgasbord. I thought it was a great idea. As a matter of fact, I just happened upon it this morning, and it was playing something by Mo, I believe, and I was like, you know, I always get a smile on my face whenever I hear Mo sing. You know, I gotta give my girl a shout out, Monifa, you the bomb. You know, something about your energy just ignites happiness in my energy. I gotta remind her of that. I'm gonna send her a text today that she will never read and never respond to, but I'm gonna.
Y'all have your own special love thing, y'all too. I just,
you know what I'm saying? But I gotta just, you know, let her know that, you know, whenever I hear her voice, it just sparks a smile and laughter in my spirit for whatever reason. It doesn't matter what's going on. I just like, you know, which is why which is one of the reasons it gave me utter glee this morning as I was trying to wrap up the rapid fire for J. Rome because Mo joined. So she just always ignites happiness in my spirit. I don't know what it is. It must be a tribal thing from, you know, another lifetime, but, you know, whatever.
I like that.
Yeah, you know, like she was my little goofy sister from a different life. That's how I feel about her, you know. That
she's your goofy, little goofy sister from this life, too, but that's
yes. But how you doing, sis? How you doing?
I'm actually good. I'm just, this is the first speaking, so my voice kind of breaks the little grog barrier. This is where it is for now, but it's gonna push past this.
That's okay, you know, that grogginess, it works in the daytime, you know.
Okay,
it works on the radio.
You know, you sat and you hear yourself in your own inner ear, and it's like, ooh, okay. And you just kind of keep thinking you have to clear your throat. That's what it feels like right now.
People seem to respond well to me when I speak in my little groggy froggy.
That's where Silky Smooth comes from.
That's where Silky resides, actually, right there in that groggy spot.
You know something? I don't think I've ever written the word smorgasbord. I don't think I've ever written that word.
I don't think so. I don't think I've
been looking at it
intentionally.
I don't think I've ever written that word. Hmm.
Faye said it's a sexy voice, so let's work that out. Is it
okay?
So remind me, Pop, when we get to Pop. Matter of fact, I'm gonna call you after the show because I'm going to New York today to see my mom. So I don't know what your schedule is, but it's maybe if I'm able to, or if we're able to, maybe we can just think about potentially linking up and do some after dark chitter chatter.
Pitter-patter.
Thank you for True Lounge for feeding my soul this past Wednesday night with love, music, and food, and the talent Basement alum Kenny Bobian, who did his thing. Yes. And them damn wings were off the hook. I had the jerk ones and the fried ones and the mac and cheese. You know what? I don't think I had mac and cheese. Did I have mac and cheese from there?
I don't think so, because the mac and cheese
is new to the menu?
No. It's upstairs. It's the upstairs menu on event nights. We have an upstairs kitchen open. And there's nothing like looking up and seeing Pops. You know, like, you know how, have you had a crush in high school? Right?
Yes, I did. I dreamt about her last night, too, somehow, now that you mentioned it.
Did you?
That's really weird. Just her name, but not. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. It's like when you have a crush on somebody and then you kind of like you're moving through your day and all of a sudden out of nowhere your crush appears. It's that first. That is what it feels like when I run into Pop. It's like he's like he's my family crush. It's weird. It's like, oh, Pop, I get so excited.
He brings you joy. He brings you joy. His energy, his spirit. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it 100%. I don't run into him enough to be able to say, yeah, that happens to me too, because I don't run into him anywhere. He's never like in the basement when I come down here, and I'd be like, oh my God, that would be so dope if like I came to the basement and Pop would be sitting there. I think I'd be happy.
Listen, Pop,
I'd be shocked.
When he pops up, it's like.
Yes. I would love to one evening when I drop through, come through the True Lounge, you know, that he's there, I would just fall out. I think that would bring my spirit an increase.
There's nothing like looking up and seeing folk that you love, you know.
Yeah.
I looked up and I was like, huh! And you didn't say anything either. You just rolled through.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful thing to be loved. It's, and somebody loves you back.
I think that's ultimately all we are here to experience is that feeling and share that feeling. That's all I ultimately think we're here to do, you know, and until we learn that pure space and practice that, we will be here doing our trials and our tribulations.
Absolutely.
That's what I think. Hey, thanks.
The queen.
It's so good loving somebody, that somebody loves you back.
That's for you, Pop.
You ran into Loretta that night, too? I didn't see her. I know I saw P. Boogie. P. Boogie was in the building, you know. And she ran and got a picture with Pop, which is funny. It's so cute. Oh, man. It was. Can I tell you that Kenny turned it all the way out, and he played some of his new stuff for us to hear of his new project.
Mm.
And also, when he hit, though, first of all, he was an excellent voice, excellent spirit, right? But when he hit us with those classics, he ran us through a melody of "You Are My Friend" and ended with "I Shall Not Be Moved."
What?
Honey, can I tell you what that Wednesday night did for my soul? you have folks in there clearing tables and moving in ways that were just so, it was a blessing and so amazing to watch and just really, really, really good energy.
Yeah.
Good energy. And shout out again to Kim Ford and Anthony Smith for helping us put this together and, you know, just being who they are in the world with the Linkin Park Sound Music Speak series.
Cool.
That's what it was.
So what do you have coming up next at the True Lounge?
Ooh, okay.
And
so,
I don't know how many times I got to remind you of this. You have to send me flyers or whatever you have for promo ahead of time so I could put it up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's free advertisement.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you're the only one that's going to get it, okay? I'm just saying that. Anybody else want an advertisement on this show, we got to talk, okay? But, you know, come on. Let's do it. Let's get it.
Gotcha. Well, Monday, we have our Monday after work mixer.
Mm-hmm.
It's an early feel good. Now, you know what's good about the mixer? The good thing about the mixer is if you don't dance, the energy to take home is still good. You get to take home free energy. The energy is uplifting, and it's and you never know who's going to walk in the door. See, walk in the door and or perform, because sometimes the energy just propels people to the stage. But it's BPM presents DJ Beloved, DJ Marmar, and friends. And see, friends could be, let's say, Mr. Good that walked up on the stage and he just hit us with the electric guitar. It could be singers that you know that are in the audience that just want to jump up and sing. It could be anybody that's rolling through the door. It could be a blast from Jihad Muhammad jumping up on and filling in for a set. You know, who knows? You don't know what the energy is. So it's the BPM featuring DJ Beloved and Marmar and Friends. And that's every Monday from 5 to 10. It's an early party. You can go home and be in bed by 11. Wake up and start your Tuesday with some energy. And, you know, yeah, we got food. If you don't want to cook, you want to just, hey, let me go down and grab something to eat real fast. Get a little two-step in. You can work it right off then and go right on home and act like you had a full week on a Monday. Yeah. That's what it is. Come on, check us out at 82-88 Orchard Street. That's in Newark, New Jersey. Right next door to Newark Symphony Hall, so right downtown with Central. Holla at you, girl.
That's what's up. Now, you got a personal invitation, and there's no reason to not run through and show your love and support for Resi Poo. Let's do it. Let's get it.
Don't call me Resi Poo.
Oh, right, for Therese. Therese Michelle. I'm sorry, y'all. That's personal. That was a very personal love vibe I just sent out there. Don't use that. You might get your feelings hurt or something else. I don't know.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Of personal.
Uh-oh.
Nah. I said the phone lines are up, but I can't see them. I mean, they are up. If you know, if anyone, let me just check. No, nobody's on the line. I can see it in front of me, but I like to have it next to me. So, because for the most part, I'm watching you and I'm watching the chat. So I like to have on my other little device here the phone lines up, and I realized I looked and I was looking at the draft, the NFL draft, instead of. Yeah, all that.
What
is
you thinking
going,
about that so far?
Well, by the way, I thought this morning as I was coming downstairs that Pop, you know, I don't normally do this. I never ask you to send messages and all this other stuff, but I am specifically asking that you speak to Gary and ask him what he thinks of his team's picks. Because I am curious about that, because we did have a little conversation about that. So if you could just ask Mr. Houston if, you know, he is even – because even though people are fans of the sport, they may not pay this close attention, you know, because I don't have a life. So I have nothing, you know, other than the miserable shit going on and this wonderful show to pay attention to. So, but I enjoy it, you know. I enjoy following it closely. So, but I would like to know if he does, you know, what he thought of his team's picks thus far.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. You would have to appreciate the picks, you would have to have followed them in college.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It's kind of unlike basketball, college football, it, even though it's big, it's just not as enticing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm a football family, so.
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying you like to follow college basketball?
I follow college basketball.
You do.
I do not necessarily follow college football. And yeah. To appreciate the picks, you'd have to follow, or at least, you know, follow the career of someone that you knew, you know.
Right. See, I don't actually think about it all the time. Like, I think about watching the Mets play. Because
the Mets?
Yeah, that's historically my team. However, baseball, ever since I started watching football, watching baseball is like watching paint dry sometimes. Except that every now and then something exciting happens. But it's like, however now, baseball is the only sport that I will actually go to the stadium to watch.
I don't mind, Sid. I've taken, you know, it's funny, I've taken groups of kids to baseball games.
Yeah, you know, that's something I will do. But not by myself, because then you're just sitting there. But if you have kids or, you know, yeah, I've only gone with kids. I've not ever gone to a baseball game.
I don't like
adults.
Sitting in there without a bunch of kids.
Yeah. Yeah. I would take kids. Yeah, but you know, one time I took my nephews to a baseball game. And my nephew, who was then a little squirt, a squirt of what I will not say, but he started, we had really great seats and we were near the outfield, I think like left field or something like that. And he was calling out to this particular player who was one of my favorite players. And I, you know, I was right there. He was a left fielder. And I was like, look at him. Oh my God, he's so muscular. You know, when you're closer, you can see their physiques a little bit more, better than watching them on television. And that was my first time seeing him he was right there, right? And my nephew was like, hey, hey. And he turned around, I guess because it's the voice of a child, you know, kid. My auntie loves you. She wants you. Wants you for what? I don't want him. I saw him, and then so I saw the player like looking me up and down. I was like, no, sir, play your game. Play your game. This was years ago, but still, play your game. That's things with that particular, that memory always stands out. I was very young then also, a young auntie.
Hilarious.
It was disgusting.
First under the bus.
Yeah, my kid, my little nephew, but he's a grown ass man now, and I don't take him nowhere no more. That's why. That's exactly why, Junior. I don't take you nowhere, but I love you to pieces, sir. Love you with all my heart. Oh, shout out to my other nephew, Zion.
Zion.
Who proposed, and I believe. Who is getting married if he has not already. Things happen so fast.
Wow. Special shout out, as we're giving shout outs now, special shout out to two people that I've been thinking about. One is my special daughter. Happy birthday, Akemi. Today is her birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday, Akemi.
And the second person, I'm wishing well wishes and cyber hugs to be on the mend quickly, and that is Mr. Loris.
Oh, thank you so much.
Coming through.
Thank you so much. I will definitely tell her that today when I go and see her. Oh, Jesus. I've been in constant prayer over my mother, and but she's getting better. She's getting better. Ulysses just spoke with Gary, and he said he has not watched the NFL draft. If it was anything basketball, he is your dude to debate. He sends love to you both. Let him know that I send love right back. I don't want to debate him. I just want to know what he thinks.
Hey, Gary.
Gary, you know, Gary's not the kind of man that I want to debate. I know he's there for it. I just want to learn his thoughts.
That's, see, in sports life, that's the closest thing to a debate, though. You know,
go back
and forth with your team.
That's true.
You know, I could listen to anybody give their opinions on teams and structures and picks and stuff. I could listen to anybody except for that raggedy-ass Stephen A. Smith. I can't take it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, so speaking of Akemi, I'm wondering, do I have it up? You know, we should, it's Akemi, she's family. We got to, okay, we'll keep talking. I didn't realize it was her birthday. Had I realized that it was her birthday, I would have been more prepared to share something about her birthday or something about her, something, but it's all good. That's all good.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess we can do that. If you want to say
happy birthday. I've been seeing a few things floating around in the atmosphere.
Uh-oh. Things in the atmosphere.
And I'm trying to figure out which way this is going to go. You know, we're back onto those campaign promises, and I just, you know.
Okay.
She goes, oh, no.
It's all right.
Not the promises.
You know, before you came on, I said I'm not sure what is going on in the world because I've been busy in my life and not really paying attention to the news or anything political. I said, but I'm sure, you know, when Rezzy comes through, she will spark the conversation. So go ahead, Rezzy.
I love to spark the conversation with you particularly.
I noticed that.
Okay. So I think we should just start a little segment called Things That We Notice, okay? Because, you know, sometimes, you know, you have those aha moments in the course of your week, and it's, you know, yeah, maybe time for a basement hot topic. Yes. So here's some things that I've noticed.
Okay.
And one is, you know, a local note, and the second one is what do you call it? I would call it I hope he gets to this moment note, right? Because I'm confused, Javon, and see when I'm confused about some things, guess where I come. All right.
You come to me?
Oh, yeah.
Poor thing. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll do the best I can.
Okay, so I'm confused about this. I'll start off what I'm confused about. I'm confused about what this man is doing.
Which man? You talking about Biden?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
With his on-again, off-again promises for student loan debt, what is happening?
I don't think it's on-again, off-again. I think that he's been doing a lot of other things, and it's also something that he is 100% definitely working on. As a public servant, I have recently received some information that there are student loan forgiveness programs that are increasing, that people are eligible for, and they're starting with public people who work for government. So there's a whole bunch of forgiveness, and not only is there student loan forgiveness that's already out there, but people are getting refunds of monies that they've paid. Not if your student loan is completely paid off. If your student loan is paid off, then it's paid off. You get nothing back from what I see. But, and I'm not sure 100% of how it's working, but there is definitely something that has a cutoff of Monday for people who work for the state, city, federal. But you have to do something by Monday, and then you have until October or something to do something else. And there is a complete student loan of your entire student loan forgiveness. That's not what his promise was, I think $10,000, but this will wipe out your student loan if you work for. So if you work for a public something, like a city, state, or something, you should look into it with your HR people. There's a studentaid.gov or something like that. You should look into it. And it's called a PSFL loan, PSFL, something like that, service loan forgiveness, PS, whatever. So that's one thing. And then, so that's the first piece. The second piece he's working on, because he's starting to talk about, I guess, like a $10,000 forgiveness across the board, but that's in talks. And so since he's letting that piece out publicly, because a lot of things that he does or that are being done, not to say that he's doing it, whatever, but things that he's doing are, it's not necessarily publicized. So we don't know everything, but things happen behind the scene. And there are people who make promises that it takes them 4 years to do. 4 years. Or 8 years. Like, they don't complete it until their second term. And they get that second term. And they get it. But he's been, to me, slowly but surely. Oh, my God.
Oh, yay.
Mommy.
I hope you're feeling better. Send you hugs and kisses.
And you're on YouTube and not even on the phone?
See what I'm saying?
You are so much better than even before you
were. Yay.
Ma, can you see me? Can you see us? Mother, can you see me? I mean, really. I am so freaking elated right now. Oh, my God. I could really freaking cry. I could really... Okay. All right. But anyway, thanks for watching, Mom. Oh, my God. Freaking amazing. Y'all don't know what is going on with me right now. I just want to turn off the show and just run up to the Bronx and hug my mother. Yeah, I'm coming to see you, by the way, today, Mom. So just hold tight. I'll be there.
Hold tight.
That's it. So let's see what Pop's got here. Biden's... And my grandmother is calling on the phone.
Yes. See what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, y'all. I got to take the call.
Listen,
if I could get her on speaker. Grandma?
Yeah?
What? I'm doing my show right now. Are you okay?
Oh, I didn't chat. Do I remember that? I was calling Javon. I didn't get her, so she must have been on your show.
My mom? Talking about? Yeah, she's actually watching the show.
Oh, that's why I couldn't get her. Okay.
Okay. I'll call you after the show.
Oh, she's watching the show. Okay. Talk to you.
Do you want to say hi to the people on the show?
Can I?
Sure. Go ahead. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. You wonderful people. Helping my granddaughter's show grow. God bless you all, and thank you for supporting my granddaughter, Javon. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, Grandma. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
Love you. Oh, there's
legend,
a drop.
The legendary.
There's a drop. Talkie. There's a drop. See, Mom, your mother is always watching. Okay, so Biden's hesitance says less about his age and more about his analysis of the problem. The president seems eager to divide the nation's enormous debt load. $1.6 trillion owed to the federal government by 45 million Americans into the deserving and undeserving debtors. More than half the debt load is carried by households with an income over $74,000. One reason Biden prefers means testing debt relief. But debt holders are also disproportionately women and people of color, with black debtors carrying the highest level of student debt. And even higher income households find themselves servicing enormous debts at rates that only nibble away at the principal, leaving many people paying back far more than they originally borrowed.
Mm-hmm.
If you are employed by a government or not-for-profit organization, you may be able to receive loan forgiveness under the PSLF program. That's what I was trying to talk about, that, you know. I don't know why she comes to me for her news, y'all, for her info, because, you know, pops the man. PSLF forgives the remaining balance on your direct loans after you have made 120 qualifying monthly payments under a qualifying repayment plan while working full-time for a qualifying employer. However, they're giving you now the option, and maybe that's the thing that's made, to consolidate that whatever loan you have to make it into a qualifying loan. You know, like if it's not a qualifying loan or whatever the way it is. And time that you didn't pay is added up to make that 120 qualifying loan. So let's just say monthly payments. So let's just say there was a period of time that you did not pay, especially during the
pandemic.
Yeah, the pandemic. It's not counted. Like it's like those months that you didn't pay, the I guess that was 24 months, let's just say. They will credit you those 24 months.
You know, I just want to encourage everybody to look into it, you know, because it's a huge deal. And sometimes, I wish that they had more governing bodies that would simplify this process. I just do not feel it is this, you know, going over the river through the woods for information, for clear, concise information. Here are the steps. Because it can be done. I think a lot of times the paperwork and the qualifying, you must have this, and all those extra steps are just to further confuse put a lot of information out. Especially
which is why
when you have somebody like Robert Smith that can show up at a graduation of a whole entire university and say, I'm just paying all your debt. You all graduate with no loans.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And on top of that, shout out again to Robert Smith, because he is now trying income-based financing for HBCUs.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't tell me the shit can't be done, because it can be done.
Of course.
One man decided to show up and say, listen, everybody's graduating. I got all y'all debt. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
It is real done. All you need is a name, social security number, and the information, and account number. What is the issue?
Yep.
What is the issue?
Yep.
And again, I'm going back to the campaign promises, you know, because, you know, like part of why I think, and I'll just keep it on me for the moment, but part of why I think that, you know, folks like me get so disgusted is because when you promise something and you run based on that and people are encouraged and or inspired by it, and then you get in and you don't take it seriously, because, you know, I don't know if you understand that, you know, disproportionately, we have been way behind the eight ball and starting the race called life. As many, and I, you know, nothing is owed to me. I don't know any student debt, but at the end of the day, there are a tremendous amount of people who do. And when you use things like donkeys with a carrot and you dangle them, where are you in that look? because there's so many other things that kind of that weren't there that showed up. Like, you know, people talk about, oh, well, he's busy with the Ukraine war and da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, listen, how about that wasn't on the agenda because there was no, well, it was stirring, let's say, in the wind because the former jackass in charge was stirring that before he left. But the idea that so many other things, you know, life on life's terms are going to pop up in the middle of your campaign promises. Let's just take care of some of those, you know.
So I think that he has taken care of some of those, not all of them, but
which ones have he completed?
Okay, so he promised to, the very first thing he promised was to have a black woman as the vice president, the first black woman as vice president. Whether you like the choice or you don't like the choice, it was done.
I don't consider that a campaign promise.
To me, that was something that he said he was going to do that he did. The other thing was that he was going to diversify. There were going to be more black and brown and LGBT people in the government than before, and he certainly has done that.
Let me rephrase then. I'm talking about the kinetic.
So I'm not finished. And then he said that he was going to do an infrastructure bill. I remember the last jackass, as you called him correctly, every time he turned around, it's infrastructure week. It's infrastructure. He ain't do a damn thing. Not one goddamn thing.
Nope.
Biden has put out money, billions of dollars across the country to fix the roads, the bridges, and internet for those people who are not connected, who had not been connected.
Now, you have to drill down on some of those infrastructure bills because they had some shit slipped up in there, too, that you had to read that that was tricky around COVID time.
This is true. Some of it was tricky, but most of it was about fixing not only the roads, but, you know, and then with all the pushback and all of the people like Sinema and Manchin trying to block every goddamn thing he's trying to do. Some of the things could not be done by one fell swoop. He promised he was going to do these things, and so he put it forth. There's also the anti-lynching bill that has gotten passed. There's, you know, it's been, when did he get elected? 2020. He officially started 1 year ago, 1 year and 3 months ago. He's actually got some things done he's working on, actively working on this loan forgiveness, and the war started, and he's got this January 6th thing that no other president has ever had to deal with, a Congress that are insurrectionists to this degree, except for Lincoln. Lincoln's the only one that had to deal with something similar to this. So he's got to answer to the people who put him in office, but he's also dealing with some shit that no other president has had to deal with. No other modern president has had to deal with. This current Congress is like a whole bunch of anti-American people. Like they're not down for the Constitution and you know, let's make it better for the people. They're about how can we retain our power, period. That's it. We don't care about your babies, your liberties, what you think your personal human rights and freedoms are. They don't care about none of that. They're not trying to make it better. They're trying to fight him and cause chaos. America is imploding because of the former guy and his minions who are still sitting in Congress and the House of Representatives and in the Supreme Court, who can strike down the things that he tries to do. Because each other part of government kind of is supposed to monitor or check the other, and it's a mess. It's a mess. Now, had he had a true, because there are some Democrats and sheeps in Democrats in Republicans in Democrat clothing.
Democrat clothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Joe Manchin and Sinema. You know, we really I don't think they can be voted out right now. I don't think this is their term. So we need to get more than there, like, to, okay, so there's two that's making it. So let's just say if the Republicans had 52, which I think they really do, but they tricked the people in those two states into voting for those two fake Democrats. So they got a fake. So what we have is a fake majority. It's not a real majority, if you ask me. And I'm going to get to all that you're saying, Pop, in a minute. So we need to flip three more states so that we can actually have a majority, a true majority. And then you can hold his feet to the fire. You know, with the student loan thing, though, that you're talking about, you could definitely hold his feet to the fire because he could do that with a pen. However, you know, you have to think that when you do something like that, there's consequences, positive and negative to everything. So what are the negative consequences? What are the underlying things? I have no fucking ideas.
I can't imagine there to be any negative consequences.
I think that there could be some backdoor shit is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like personal donors or not personal, political donors and rich people shit that I don't know nothing about, because I know that there are some predatory lenders that that all debt owed to them needs to be squashed. I agree with you 100% on this. I want you to know that I think that student loan debt should be gone. It should be a thing of the past. Why are we charging people to contribute to our society? Because that's what you do. When you get a higher level of education, you're going to contribute to society. So why am I charging you to do that?
Not for nothing. It's like you said two things that I just want to tap on. One, that's true because you have, and it's not like it's anything original. You have other countries out there that do have a university that you know, they have a free education in their universities. So it's not like this is a new concept we're talking about. It's just the capitalism is at an all-time high in the United States. And we do not consider the fact that, you know, like, and let's just keep it gully. You know, we have a lot of things over here, but there's some things that we have been trailing about for decades, you know, math, sciences, and building, like those are things that are fundamentally we do not win in. We're not doing well as other countries, particularly not math and sciences. So at the end of the day, you have other universities that are in other countries that are free, just like healthcare is free. And I'm not talking about like, you know, okay. You mentioned something else. I'm not going to go off on a tangent about that because it speaks. When you have one man, again, shout out to Robert Smith, who came in and now he is deciding to do income-based loans for people going to historically black colleges, universities. So look it up, look him up, because he's somebody that can come in and with a pen change people's lives, because that's just what it's about at this point in the game. Either you're doing it or you're not doing it, and don't give me a bunch of hubbub in the middle of it, because that's all the politics. Just if you say something, I can't imagine it to be anything less than what they've already done. And you mentioned something about infrastructure bill. The only thing I want to say about that is, you know, the roads, bridges, and tunnels. Haven't we been paying for that all along, though? And this makes you go back to saying, if I send Johnny to the store to get eggs, and he takes my money and he buys the eggs. And then you come back 5-6 beats later and say, hey, I'm going to send you money for eggs. Then it makes me question where my toll money and taxes have been going to fix the very same thing.
So that's on the state level? Like when you pay your city and state taxes, mm-hmm. that's what that goes to? And mm-hmm. with the infrastructure bill, this is the federal government saying, stop the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. This money is allotted for this period.
Okay, no, I get that.
You know what
that
I'm saying? So
but
then
but it feels like double dipping.
Right, but
it
the does. but it's very specific and it's bigger than what our city and state tax pay for. Also, there's a lot of people at the city and state level that take that money and do what they want to do with it.
No,
and a lot of that is putting it in their pocket. So this is what I'm always talking about, which is at the city and state, local government, those elections are so important. Put people in government even your local freaking librarian, put those people power who speak your language, who have your interest at heart.
I get it. You absolutely right.
I'm not free enough yet. I'm still enslaved to certain things, but to speak about certain people who were recently elected, because they brown, they supposed to be down. no, sir. You know, not that I was in any position to vote or not vote. I mean, the choices were not so great at the end. But I'm telling you, in the beginning, there were much better choices. But the people are bamboozled so freaking readily. And to that is my concern. When I think about who American people vote for, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm saying her full government name. People voted for that girl. And not only that, ran to the Capitol and tried to overturn the government because of shit that she said. This chick can't even spell, doesn't know the difference between gazpacho and the Gestapo, does not know how to spell, doesn't know the difference between martial law and Marshall's department store. And I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm saying it because she proved that. There's proof. That is not alleged. So then she says, yeah, we got to go to the Capitol, right? We got to do this. We got to take bodies and count names and shit like that. But then she says, I don't recall. I don't know that I ever said that. I don't think, no, I never said that. Oh, no. So wait. I followed you and I ran and risked my life and got arrested because of some shit you said, and now you saying you never said that? That's like me and you hanging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, yo, Jay, who, our friend has been fucking around and trying to take us down. I need you to go put a bomb in her fucking car. And because I'm down with you like that, oh, she did that? Yeah. And not only did she do that, she said she's coming for you and she's going to do this too. What? Oh, what? Yeah. So you could find some bomb material over there, take that shit, and slip it in a car. And I'm like, I'm doing that shit. I'm doing it. That's right. You my girl. I'm doing it. And I go and I do it, put the bomb in the car. The bomb don't go off. The police catch me putting the goddamn bomb in the car. And I'm loyal. I'm not going to say shit. Well, I'm just busted. They say, yeah, but we know Rez put you up to it. You get on the stand and say, I don't recall. I didn't say that. Thought it was why. I didn't say that. And then I'm going to just sit and take that? That's exactly what these people did. These people have been bamboozled. And well, I blame that on our educational system in the South. because they teach lies.
I understand why you're frustrated.
I'm extremely frustrated.
I understand.
Lie after lie after lie. People are.
But this goes beyond the master manipulator and the liars, because we have to face a hard truth about a lot of our citizens and a lot of our people and a lot of our friends and a lot of our family. We have to accept a hard truth about them. And the hard truth is that misery loves company. And it does not take much. It doesn't take much for someone to be told something, folks to believe it and adopt it. And I don't care how smart or how unsmart they present. The reality is, it's manipulation piece.
Yeah.
The reality is we have a huge population of folks that don't necessarily want the truth. They just want something to connect to that, I guess, in some ways gives them life. It could be a fucking lie. They don't really care. We're not even discerning anymore with that. It doesn't even matter. It's just they want to be included in on whatever it is. It's stimulating. It's like you can – listen, my wife used to have a running joke. Operative word, used to have. She used to say, do you have a pulse? Right? And I used to laugh and I go, of course. She says, well, why doesn't that bother you? Or why doesn't that, whatever it was, I would just be flat. You know, my affect was just definitely flat on it. Because I've realized a long time ago, there are certain types of people that need bullshit in their lives to continue living. You know how they say there's an old angry person on your block, and you know if he were anything other than old and angry, he probably wouldn't be here anymore. You know,
I've never heard that before, but I like it.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, oh, that's just Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith is always cranky, but when you don't see him cranky, you get concerned. He's nice to me. What happened? You know. It's that kind of vibe. Like sometimes being old and cantankerous, or being you know, young and dumb, is all you are.
Mm.
And God forbid take that away, because then you'd have to be left with some real truths about whether or not you can survive in any other role but old and cantankerous or a lying manipulator.
Yeah.
So it's more so than being frustrated by that, and trust me, there's a whole lot to be frustrated about.
Yeah.
I get it.
That will keep me spinning.
That will keep me spinning, because it's almost like, why would you believe this lady who got up there and threw you all under the bus? She claimed she doesn't remember half the shit she said. And those are the ones you have to be careful about, because the ones that'll do shit, throw the rock and hide the hand and take zero responsibility for the part they play in anything.
Yeah.
Because all that means is they're going to do it again. I didn't do nothing. Always want to know what happened, but you never did anything.
Yeah.
Like, okay, how long are you going to play this one out? I'll wait.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So at the end of the day, you have two choices for your own sanity. Either you just look and go, oh, okay, yeah, and you walk away from it. You know, you just have to just disengage. Just have to, you know. And just be clear about whenever you are making a point, who the hell you're talking to and who you're not talking to.
Exactly.
I'm getting into a whole bunch of mixy words with deliberately people that are committed to misunderstanding you, people that are committed to keeping shit started. People are committed to being hood boogers. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know? Challenging, albeit, but just let it fly, because it's just like, okay. I know what I've identified with this is. Can't. And just be grateful that you don't understand it, because if you did, you'd be one of them.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool and pretty true, and you are watching. and listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio, the best brunch on Saturday. Just to remind you that the views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio.
Maria, breathe in.
Y'all
chick, y'all could come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. And your chicks in the pit like close to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like it's supposed to be. Pull up to the club and it go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. It's not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a hummer. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's back to the winter. Cold nigga turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had a dream, oh. Yo, girl, what's supposed to text me? You wanna know how I know what I know? If your chick come close to me, she ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. And your chicks in the pit like close to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, the pie supposed to play. Yeah, the pie supposed to play. Everything good like it's supposed to play. Got the girl in my section finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up. Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I think I down, can't put it down like I do. I get the fuck and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you? Oh. She rolled. When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like that she rolled. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it go for me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show for me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these toes for me. Got my head up, got my melanin show for me. Ooh, it's all supposed to be. If he wants me, he wants supposed to be. Ooh, it's all supposed to be. Ooh, it's all supposed to be. Ooh, it's all supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Y'all can't come close to me. She ain't your home, she supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be. Getting money like I'm supposed to be. Getting money, all my niggas close to me. All the mother niggas where they supposed to be. The hoes go for me. How your chicks in the pit like close to me. The top supposed to be. The top supposed to be.
intuition, reminiscing. Got your attention, got you to listen to my throwback from the back when. What we did then, wish we could do again. Brother, how you been? Old friend, we connected. Looking good, doing good. Yes, I expect it. Pretty blessed over here, everything is everything. But I'm still good, even when it gets hectic. Man, I wish I would have made better choices, but it's too late to listen to the more voices. Not that I'm regretting where I'm at, but when you get to looking back, it's like you see a much bigger portrait. Right? I never should have wasted my time trying to satisfy anyone other than I. Never should have been a
just a choose and I'm in the round of the jail spot. When she walk in, the whole place get quiet. So the girl look, trust me, I think shot. But I know the first time is the girl and she has over that. Soon as we are them next four, me say myself a carrier from my store. How much can we say I'm 100 and more? But it's never reached me before, me no know why.
I love the way she looks, her pretty face and smile got a hold on me. And the way she moves, can I be dancing when I'm planning on her body? Look at the way she's fine, look at I don't wanna share with nobody. If it didn't take no time, I'm about to fall in love from one time.
Just one, only one.
Young Lord, reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia, the Caterwear Great. And I want all my sexy ladies to report to the dance floor immediately. We gon' go and glide this one, y'all.
Yes.
Be greasy.
Yeah. Just right off the back, man, the boy got dollars. The women come frequent like flight models. It ain't no secret. I might holler, but I ain't gon' switch you, baby. I'ma let you catch up with your game. Run faster. Don't let them lose you, cause I ain't gon' bless you. Unless you feel a little desperate. Send them a text message, girl.
You know that girl, you done got my heart all in it. And I just wanna be with you tonight. That girl, me, I'm a player, yeah, it's true. But I changed the game for you. I wanna see what it means, and I've been through. This is how I feel, I'm in need of love. Let's dip a bottle.
Yeah, baby.
I was just listening to that song with Chris Brown and the rest of the
shout out
the
to
Boogie.
CB. Mm-hmm. So shout out to CB, Chris Boogie.
Yeah, I like Chris Brown. I just wish he would learn a little more innuendo and less.
Yeah. I got you.
Nobody want to hear all that.
Yeah, somebody do. But not after a certain level of maturity. You don't need to hear it all, you know?
Look, I don't want to know what you've done and what you get ready to do. And are you, that's like, oh, it's just
a lot of information there.
And have we no decorum?
Yeah.
And how about that one person? I know this is a next snapping segue, but how about that one person that won that $473 million?
God bless him. God bless him. God bless him. You know, I have taken up the habit, not habit, hobby. I'm going to call it a hobby of scratching off scratch-offs. They're
okay.
Fun. I'm not, well, they can be fun, and they help me to... they're a nice diversion for my little brain because I've needed some diversions. Always, like, played little handheld games, like video games or games on my phone or whatever. And, every now and then I would add $20 to the video game so that I could go further in the game or some crap like that. And then I'm thinking, you know, why not? Just do something that may pay me back. You know, like, why am I just giving money that will never come back as real money? And so I started playing the scratch-offs, and Every now and then I win a couple of $100.
That you give away.
I know I can't keep a dime.
Oh man, winning the Arizona man. I gotta go find my Arizonian cousin.
Yeah, you know.
$473 million to one person. Nice. I'm pretty sure that he can change a lot of lives with that money.
And LaVon B, I love this. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy.
Yes.
You know, so finally, back at it. Back to saying happy birthday to your baby girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kimmy Carter Lopez Anderson.
Your
bonus daughter.
Let's see if I could do this without completely being Tammy too much. Yep, I think I can. At least we could do this.
Say what immediately comes to mind. There's no wrong answers. They're all, you know, just to give the people a kind of a peek behind the veil. Oh, you ready, Kimmy? All right.
I think so.
It's not that deep. Like, it is.
I like my veil.
No, I'm like, first one ever that said that. First one ever that said, I like my veil.
That was perfect.
Music.
Songbird. That sounds random, but there's a reason.
Motherhood.
Difficult but rewarding. Wait, can it be? Do I have to respond in one word?
It could be whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
But it should be the first thing that
comes to mind.
First thing that comes to
mind. Okay, difficult.
You made it that way. Long enough, long enough.
Love.
Tosh. My husband.
Community.
Church for me.
And my last one is God.
Ooh. All powerful.
You're up next, Javon.
Personality.
My mom.
Fire.
Trials.
Children.
Blessings.
Money.
We need it.
Shaka Khan.
Ooh. Like wild and free.
Mo?
All right. You would have thought that I was sitting here getting words together, right? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Okay. So, confidence.
Growth or growing.
Fame.
Overrated.
Woo! That's my baby. I'm sorry. Forgiveness.
Daily. Gotta do it daily.
Amen. Monifa.
Mom.
Yay. All right. Okay. And lastly, grandmother.
I don't know. You? I don't know. Love and nurture.
I have one more. I would just like,
okay,
what comes to mind when you hear Akemi?
Oh my gosh, layered, more complex than what meets the eye, I think.
Nice. That's beautiful. Nice. Thank you.
Hi, this is Akemi Anderson, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Tonight is young, the wind shouting in joy. It's not too late, I'm lost in the stars.
I love that last little curl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Where'd y'all go? There you go. Tammy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to start talking to her.
Tamala.
So yeah. Happy birthday, Akemi. Now, we can either talk more about this funky government stuff. We can do a Black History Moment, or we can watch the rapid fire that I just finished with J. Rome.
Ooh, let's do a Black History Moment, then J. Rome.
Let's do it.
We all kind of just go through it.
Now, what is that song before we do it? What is that song?
No, that was...
Say that again. Do that again.
Old decrepit rap.
Wait, do it again.
I will not.
Please.
Wasn't it that threat?
Please.
No.
You know what I thought, what song I thought of when you first did that? Was it Yarborough? Yeah. Was it them? Let's do it. Let's do it. Gonna get
love is where you are.
Love is where you are. Let's. Okay. Anyway, moving on. How about we just do it? Yeah. Okay, so we had spoken about this young lady previously, Bessie Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it would be important to bring her up again, because sometimes you bring someone up once and it's like, oh, in the moment, and then we forget. And
okay.
Since, you know, this is the anniversary, today is the anniversary of her death, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I thought it would be important to remind people of who she was, and just not let her life be memorialized. So she was America's first African American pilot. Her name was Elizabeth, aka Bessie Coleman. She died on April 30th of 1926. She was the first woman of any race to have an international pilot license. The civil aviator thrilled audiences around the country for several years in air shows. And because of mechanical problems, she died in a plane crash at the age of 34 in Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
She was the world's greatest woman flyer. And I have a couple more pictures that I did not upload, and let me see if I can get at least one more of her up there. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Come on, Javon, you can do it. You can do it.
You can do it.
If and you know that you can, there's nothing to. Were you thinking that one? No, of course not. Therese always has these.
No, I think my brain went 70s on that one.
Mm. Therese, you have an interesting brain, and I like it.
It just spits out. You know, it's too much in there. It spits out things randomly.
The longer you live, however, some of us, we get a lot of information, and other information goes out.
That's what I wish I could happen. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, very nice.
Yep, and here's one more.
Okay, and fly too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of digging on, you know, like, what's up? What's up? I want to dap her up, you know? Like, what's up? But, you know, if you think about it, during her lifetime, for her to be the first female flyer ever, and she was a black woman, imagine the pride that gave the people of that time, the black people of that time.
Oh, man.
And women. You know, and then there are the counter thoughts. Like, what is she doing up there? She's a woman.
And all that she had to battle to just be able to be accepted in the, you know, I'm sorry I used the A word. I really am. I'm working on that. I'm working on perpetuating the need for folk to be accepted versus them just be who they are, because it's just brilliant, you know, you don't need to be accepted by others to be.
But it's important, though, to acknowledge the acceptance and lack thereof, because it tells us a part of the story regarding the challenge it must have been to get to where they got, and the impact.
What was going on in a time.
Right.
You know?
So it's important.
And then you have black women flying around and doing shows and things, you know. And I'm wondering, it makes me wonder back then, because, you know, once upon a time it was illegal to educate a Negro,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder how she learned to fly.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole lot of things come up, you know, as I salute her.
Absolutely. You know, Bessie Coleman, that, you know, that's a name that we should all know as black women, as black people, as women, as people, people interested in aviation, people interested in American history.
History.
She is American history. And as they, in this period of time, try to make it, they're making it, not even try to, they're making it law to whitewash American history. We must speak her name. We must speak her claim to fame. We gotta talk about this kind of stuff and teach the children, because the schools are not going to do it. The schools never did it, but now it's going to be even worse.
Well, that means that we all have to, at some point, consider how we're going to keep these messages and this information out, and new information, too, because the whitewashing won't stop at our history. It's going to continue, you know, because every day that passes becomes history, you know. So if it's just not something that we want to talk about, we're just not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impossible to do.
Yeah, there's some stuff I really don't enjoy talking about, you know, when it comes to politics and all that stuff. I really don't enjoy it because it's so frustrating for me. But
I only enjoy talking about it with you, though. I really don't talk about it. You know, I do more talking at it.
Mm-hmm,
than
mm-hmm.
about it in a forum of folk,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because you got to be careful, because one, you don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to get away from the devils I know. I don't want to reveal any new devils, you know, that's, you know, twisted up around. So I don't really talk about it. I look forward to talking about it and getting your opinion, because you're so, one, adept to give up an opinion on it. Two, it's like, Javon with a sprinkle of Nathan in there, you know, just kind of makes me.
Let's get Nathan. We, you know, Nathan used to be a part of the original podcast, Brunch in the Basement with Javon.
Yep.
And Nathan had a 10-minute segment every week. He always has something to say. You know, he has, and when I say that, I mean information, not just opinion.
Right.
He has straight up information. So, I mean, we can book him once a month, once every other month or something like that. And I'm sure Nathan would love to come on at least once a month or every 3 months or something like that. We could think about that, strategize and talk to Nathan about it and see, you know, because it's always a, there's always something going on every day, but it's nice to have a good opinion. At Javon, as soon as Rez said it, I was like, watch this.
Y'all just let me, you know, rant, and y'all make it smooth. I'll just say, what the hell is, because it's not, you know, to me, my brain kind of works, I don't know, left a little bit sometimes, and it pulls with what cognitively should be resting in my right. And then sometimes it's just the bullshit, and you guys can either make it make sense or make it sound like more bullshit, and you know, and it's just what it is. But
you have
the TV at home.
You have great. It's almost like you have your hand on the pulse of the people to some extent, and a lot of times, I think that I try to understand the history of where things come from and why things are the way, you know, like I'm trying to get into the, okay, I see the bullshit, but what's behind it? Why is this going on? What is going on and why, you know? And because it soothes me a little bit if I can understand it. It's almost like I had a discussion with my supervisor, because I was so upset the other day that I woke up 4 o'clock in the morning crying about work.
Oh, no.
I woke up crying and discussion with my supervisor and I was, you know, we have a great relationship, you know? So I said, look, you know, this is where I'm at. And when she disclosed that she had a plan, but she didn't previously want to tell me the plan because she didn't want to get my hopes up. I'm like, hope is all there is sometimes. And if your plan doesn't fall through, then I know what I'm going to do. However, it's nice to know you got a plan. You know what I'm saying? It's nice to know that there's a plan that if it works, it will work in my favor. You know, now, if your plan is to give me more devil, then that's not going to help me. That's going to make me really blow. You know what I'm saying? But if your plan is in sync with my plan or my need, you know, let me get, that's what transparency is. People, whether you work with me or you don't work with me, but especially if you work with me outside of this forum, transparency is being open, honest, and telling the truth, letting people see it. It's opening the door so that people can see what's going on inside. That's what transparency is. Do not throw that word around if you don't mean it.
Transparency, in order to be transparent, you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
And if you are not accountable, transparency is not going to work for you. It's going to, in fact, you're going to see it as a threat.
Yes.
To do
yes.
things transparently because yes. you don't want to be accountable for shit, which 90% of the time you're doing shit.
Right.
You know,
but then,
it's easy. I don't remember much. It's easy to be transparent.
Yeah.
You ask me a question, you get, you may not like the answer, but you don't get the damn answer.
Right. Right. To be honest, be truthful. Let me know what's going on and what's not going to happen. Don't try to bamboozle me. That doesn't feel good. And don't try to get me to do stuff knowing that the goal that you know I have set is not going to be the outcome. tell me what the real outcome is, even if it's nothing. You know, like, look, it's not, at the end of the day, it's not going to change anything. However, we have to show that this has been done. And that's the way I motivate my team. It's transparency. I know it's not going to change the outcome. However, the policy states that we have to do this. Therefore, let's do it. Let's get it done, and let's do it the right way so that we can show that we followed the policy, period. If that's what it is, follow the policy, then follow the damn policy. That's what our job is to do. Do it.
I had a supervisor. She's deceased, right, now. I had a supervisor once, right, that I'm sorry, but this is now funny.
Okay.
Once upon a time, I had to ask her, you know, because, you know, there are people that, you know, I've never had, and I'm grateful, I've always been blessed to do what I love to do, right?
Mm.
But, you know, sometimes when stuff is, and there are people that believe the supervisors, you can't, they're not human. You can't talk to them, right? My first introduction at level where it was where she realized my humanness is when I asked her, was she all right or was she crazy, you know? So she didn't know how to take that. I was like, can I ask you, you know, she, come in, you know. I came into the office, sat down. So I have a problem with something. Are you really serious about this, you know? She shared with some of my subordinates. She leapfrogged, right? And went in, she needed my subordinates to do a task. And she only there was a 3-page email. She showed them the first page of the email, 2 paragraphs, totally, in order to get them to do this particular task. She takes the email, prints it, cuts it, those 2 paragraphs, copied it, sent that back out, right? It pissed off a lot of them. It made them manic. And it was kind of like they had to stop what they're doing and pivot to manage that particular task. So when I got back from lunch in the office, I got I never forget this because it was a meatball hero. Reason why I don't, because I slammed it on the desk and it all over the place. They were like, Ms. Thorpe, I need to talk to you because I don't know how I'm going to fit all this. You know, just everybody coming back to back. I'm like, what are you talking about? What's going on? We just got an email. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So I said, email? So I'm looking through what email did you get? Now, not only did she didn't copy you. So mind you, now in the moment, I can laugh at this now, which is very funny. But at the time, I was like, wait, what is happening? So then, of course, my firecracker brings the email over to me and gives it to me. Now, I'd gotten the original email about maybe 2 days prior, mm-hmm, with all of the information in it. But the audacity to take the first page, blow it up, and present it as if it's the only information that came because you need people to do what you need them to do, right? So when I said, give me a second, you know, because I had a mutiny on my hands. I had a mutiny on my hands, stirring, bubbling. I'm not doing that. People tossing charts over the top of their cubbies. It was bananas, right?
Oh,
so I mosey back on over and I said, are you deliberately trying to take us under? What was the point in this? So she says, oh, well, I just didn't think they needed any more information than that because I needed them to do X, Y, and Z. That was, I'm paraphrasing. And I looked at her. I said, that's called manipulation. And when they find out the rest, are you prepared for that? Please don't put me in the middle of no shenanigans. Just tell the truth because you're not going to be able to remember half the shit you tell people. So therefore, you're going to say you didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact you did. You
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Omitting is also a lie. When you omit information that people need to make an informed decision, it is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, well, you know, I just need them to move fast on this. I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell them the truth, and how they move is how they move. Your job will then be, whatever or whoever needs the information, keeping them cozy till they get it. Have a good day.
There you go.
Unbelievable. But what you said triggered that thought, because she's no longer with us.
Mm-hmm. May she rest in peace.
Yeah, and we ended up being best of friends because I was a straight talker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, no, that sounds crazy. Well, really, good luck with that. You know, like, because it's Latin, you knew I wasn't an insubordinate, and we were on the same team. We weren't competing with each other for anything, you know. But she also knew that she was going to get what it is. Today is National Oatmeal Cookie Day, and also National Bugs Bunny Day, a.k.a. Rabbit Season, Duck Season.
In my Daffy Duck voice. Get that screwy rabbit.
Who creates these days?
Who created the calendar? Who created day? Who created night? Who well, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. yeah, transparency is everything, though. Don't try to manipulate people, you know. It just doesn't work. And, you know, shout out to my supervisor, because being transparent is not always smiled upon. And she does it with me out of trust. She trusts me, and therefore she can be transparent with me. She feels she can be, and that's important to me. So I want to put that out there.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm also transparent with her.
The sick thing that I'm learning about too many people is accountability is like kryptonite. The ridiculous lengths that people go to avoid is pathological. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And the queen says, if I've laid out the plan and it's aligned with the policy and it's working, let's execute. I'm with that 100%. Let's get it all in alignment. Ha! Gregorian calendar. Who created the ladder? The original. I don't know.
There goes more for those provocative thoughts, Miss Matthews.
Miss Matthews, right? Let us now, as we come to the wind down, do...
J. Rome.
Nope. Okay, hold on. Gee whiz. Everybody's so sensitive in my computer. Here we go. J. Rome, rapid fire. Let's do it.
We want to shift this just a second so we can get behind the veil on J. Rome. And background, Betty, because you're here, you get to play with us too. Yeah, yes.
Memories.
Can I just have to say one word?
The first thing that comes to mind.
First thing that comes to mind.
It doesn't have to be one word. Christmas? I love it. Okay. Friendship.
Besties.
Kind of cut out. What'd you say, babe?
Besties.
Oh, okay. If that's the first thing that came to mind.
Your mail.
Uh-huh. And finally, Jerome.
Happy.
Yeah!
Devon, you're up next. Thank you, background Betty.
I'm up next? Oh, okay. Thank you. Pizza. Music.
Everything.
Harmony.
Heartbeat.
Personality.
Sign. I have no idea. The first word came about was sign.
Okay.
That's a good word.
It is.
And Shaka Khan.
Oh, God.
Sang.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and I'll bring it up the rear. I had to write down the word, so I definitely, like, Javon made me scratch two of mine off the list, so I had to replace them real fast. Purpose.
Is it purpose?
Purpose.
Divine.
Soul.
Alive.
Community.
Home.
God.
Grounded.
Career.
Livelihood.
Nice. Thank you, Jay.
Hey, I'm Jay Roman here in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Adorable. You know, I still have
oh my food. God, do you remember it?
I think I'm going to post.
I do.
Wait, I do too, but okay, you sing a little bit of it. Let's do it.
the day we met, a new season of uneasy, my parents said, the scientists will say, through the sun, and the sun,
yes, that's it. Oh, my
goodness, that's
amazing.
Big
and strong, you're a vegetable.
My only vegetable.
They were so like enamored with the actual vegetables that were on stage dancing with us. That was so
yeah.
And that was like the first time I was on stage with vegetables, and they outshined me.
You know.
Broccoli stealing my shine and shit.
Yes. Hey, Rome. Shout out to Jay Rome.
Yeah, shout out. And Mo made it to both rapid fires that we showed today. How about that?
See?
Yeah, she's in my brain. I got to text her today. That's just it. I got to, you know, shout her out. Marlo Anderson, founder National Day Calendar. He describes himself as a serial entrepreneur. He started National Day Calendar almost 7 years ago as a blog. Point being, really, anyone can make up a national day.
And so we will. You'll be seeing all. Thank you for that, Pop.
Yes. Let's do it. Let us do it. National Calendar Day.
We're going to call it a national.
Yeah. National Brunch in the Basement Day. How about that? Let's start with that one. And we'll move from there. You know. I don't know.
Get it. So anybody can make one up, and then you toss it out there, and you get 3 or 4 or 5 people to believe it. And so it is.
Yep.
We'll strike it into what do you call it? How do you do that? We'll strike it into evidence. We'll mount it into. We just have to remember it the next year. So that
yeah, that's the thing. Can't be national if you only do it once.
Okay.
You know, that's
well, and that's annual, but you know,
yeah,
it's national because we said so.
Yes. They say we're 3 or more agree. You know, right. So let it be. You know
what's funny? You know who? Speaking of which, is a musical shout out.
Musical
Kevin Ross.
Mm-hmm.
That boy there. It's certainly a treat. Definitely a treat. So if you have an opportunity to check out anything that he's done, one of my faves, of course, it's his classic Baby Don't Go.
Mm-hmm.
Love that song. And he's doing some amazing things. So we need to get him on the show. Also, there's this other gentleman that is responsible for quite a few
hits of some of our faves. He's a singer himself and a multi-instrumentalist. His name is Be So Good. That's his stage name. But he's written for everybody from, I think he may have written for Whitney and Donnell Jones. I know that Donnell's hit, the name of it, and I can hear it in my head, but the name of it, one of Donnell's popular hits he wrote for them. But he's Be So Good is his stage name. Got to grab him up on the show. He's got a lot of, we were doing the memory lane music, and he's got a lot of information. And I think, Javon, you would have a field day with him. I really do. I said, oh, you got to meet Javon.
Okay, cool.
Because he's so excited. get him on.
Absolutely.
But yeah,
absolutely. And I apologize for those of you who are looking for special guests coming through. I have not been on my game. I've just not had time for it to reach out and find people but invite people. So
no need for it. Insert apology.
I'm sorry. Nah, you know, because the show actually started and was predicated on, or became popular, I think, because of all of the crazy guests and, you know, just topics that we wanted to, whatever, but
we were still doing it.
We're still doing it. Yeah, we're doing it. Okay. Okay. We're still doing it. We're still doing it. Pop says, Therese, I will reach out to Mr. Ross's management later today to invite him to the basement. Thank you, Poppy Chulo.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Love you. I'm going to see if it's possible that we could hook up. If not tonight, maybe some other night, some other day. I'm already tired, and I haven't even started my way to the Bronx, which took me 3 full hours the other day.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me. One way. 3 hours.
Wow.
But I was determined, and I got there and did what I had to do.
Dang. Well, you could went on the GWB?
Yep. It wasn't even, it was just like, there were just random traffic stops and just a bunch of old, for no common sense.
Speaking of random traffic stops, I got stopped by the police the other night.
I'm just glad that you're still here. That's all I got to say about
that. Yeah, you know, it was
very
dangerous
thing to happen to a black person.
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, it was late, like maybe I want to say about maybe 2 in the morning, and I was driving home. And, you know, there are parts when you come through my community that aren't lit, so it's impossible to drive through there with no lights on.
Mm.
I had my lights on, and next thing I know, I see the whirlybirds. Now, he had to come out of nowhere because, you know, he must have been parked in a cut or something. And it's only 25 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So when he pulled me over, you know, I pull over, I roll my window down, and I say, hi, good morning. How can I help you? You stop me. License registration, please. Sure. Pass it to him. Is there a reason why you pulled me over? You have no back lights or front lights on. So I'm looking at my front lights shine down the road. I didn't turn the car off. So I was like, that's odd because they're on automatic. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, can I get out? He said, give me a second. He walked back to his car. He came back and asked me again where I was going. So I said, may I get out of the car to check my lights? Because it's saying that they're on and they're not giving me an indication that anyone is blown. He passed me back my registration and my license and told me he's just going to give me a warning. Have a good day. Thank you, officer, for your warning. I pulled off. When I got to the closest intersection where there was more light, I got out of my car to look at my front and back. neither of the two were out. So then, so much so that it annoyed me, and there was nobody out to say, okay, I'm going to put my foot on the brake. Tell me what you see behind you.
Right.
I did that anyway, the closest moment I could. Yeah, your brake lights, come on. What do you want? Okay. Okay. So I say that to say y'all be safe out here in these streets because it's just an element.
Can I tell you that I was driving in Staten Island, and as I was pulling up to the stoplight, I looked to the left. I was in the right lane. I looked to the left. There was a tank, an army tank. There were, as I moved up, I passed two more army tanks. And I don't think ordinarily it would have bothered me. And these are army tanks, the vehicles that were on the FDR right after 9/11. And so I knew that they were real. You know what I mean? Like that you could just look at them and tell they were real. And I wasn't concerned about why the army might be rolling up tanks in this particular neighborhood. I was more concerned about whether or not they were actually soldiers or actually driven by army personnel, because these days you just don't know. You just don't know. Honestly, I feel like this. As black people in this country, if we are not a tad bit nervous or on alert, then we are just not aware of what is going on in this country and the threat. You know, if you are a woman, I don't care if you're black or you're white. If you are not a tad bit nervous about what shenanigans are going on, then you are just not aware. Wake up, America. That's what I got to say.
Thank you. And yes, Ms. Matthews, I generally do. It's unfortunately an occupational hazard to get names and badge numbers, and that's a great suggestion.
Yeah. Yep. So everybody, please, please be happy and think positive but pay attention and live your life, you know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow's not promised to anybody. Love on those you can love on. Hug on those you need to hug on. And, you know, do the right thing. Make sure you prepare to vote come November. Make sure that you don't just listen to me. Look at what people in your state government are doing or proposing to do and vote. Vote in your own best interest. If they are denying that it was anybody other than Trump supporters at that Capitol, do not vote for them. Okay? Please, be clear. Be clear. All right? And regardless of your religious affiliation, if they are changing the votes or changing the law around abortion, this is not in your favor. This is not in your favor. This is not because they are Christian. This is not in their favor. They do not care about the lives of these children once they are born. They do not care. None of them are talking about neonatal care, prenatal care. None of them are talking about strengthening adoption. They are not talking about foster care. They are not talking about anything to take care of children who are born under circumstances that are unfortunate. They are not talking about none of that. They're only talking about forcing people, whether they are raped, incestual encounters or whatever to bear these children. And then
not
what?
Not people, women.
Women, right.
Specifically women.
And remember that women are people too.
Yes. But,
so,
but
right.
I like to emphasize
it is,
women
it
because
is
it's about control.
It is specific. It is very specific. And mothers of sons, if your son impregnates someone, that's going to infect you too. And your son, your 15-year-old son.
Yeah.
You know, this is a power grab. This is all about remaining in power. It is milking your fears and using it to get your vote.
And it's just ridiculous.
It is crazy. If people are talking about, if the local politicians are talking about critical race theory in the third grade and all this stuff, they're full of shit. Because critical race theory is nothing to do with the third grade. Elementary school does not study critical race theory. If they're talking about burning books or removing books from the library, you should be insulted. Any book that is worth banning is worth reading. That's the book I want to read, the one they want to ban. Because there's information in there that the power and elitist people don't want me to see.
But yet everything else, you know, it's interesting what information people decide is harmful. And not, you mean to tell me telling my children that they have no worth, telling my children that they have no contribution, telling my children that you guys discovered everything is not the lies perpetuated continuously is not harmful to their growth? It's not harmful to their understanding about their heritage. It's not harmful to their understanding about how their contributions were to this country. Really?
Yeah. My thing is, you wanna do something about unwanted pregnancy? Take the bullets out the gun. Mandatory vasectomies at the age of 12, and it's only reversible via a wife or someone who is swearing, a woman who swears they want to have this person's child, then you reverse it. There you go. That's what I got. That will slow down unwanted pregnancies. There you go. Mandatory vasectomy.
Any suggestions on what they could do to the men that cause these horrendous crimes? Because I haven't heard that yet.
No, they want to.
I see the effect, but I don't see stopping the actual, like, what can we do for anybody that had an unwanted, particularly by force? What could we do to stop that?
How about suing the men for creating unwanted pregnancies? Anybody who impregnates someone who then didn't want to have the baby.
Well, that,
let's
that,
sue that
you,
motherfucker.
That you,
how about that?
I'll stay out of that piece. There's a two-way responsibility in there. I'm talking about the force guys that, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But see, either way, Therese, if the woman had consensual sex with a guy and he consented, they both consented, she's the only one held accountable and liable. She's the only one that can go to jail. She's the only one that can be sued. She's the only one that it's going to affect. So my thing is, both of you.
The way the
law,
yeah.
So both of you. What about that? She wants to have an abortion because she didn't want to bear your child. Now she could sue you. That's it. And I'm not talking about child support. I'm talking about before the child is born, because that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about here. As soon as she gets pregnant, child support starts. Hello.
Well, there, right? If y'all alleging it's living, then you need to pay for it.
There you go. Let's do it.
But what happens if see, there's so many variables, because
there are.
Mankind is sticky and slicky.
But the thing is,
so many variables. Then, I'm paying for a child that may not be mine.
Well, too bad, so sad. You shouldn't have been in it.
Not too bad, so sad.
You got to be in it to win it. And that's the lottery that maybe this will slow people down from sticking it anywhere. any and everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And if it's proven not to be yours and you've been paying child support, then you are responsible for finding out whose child it actually is and then recoup the money from him. All of y'all have been playing in the sandbox. Y'all fight amongst yourselves to see who got to pay. Leave her out of it. Because she's going to pay with her life for the next 18 years anyway, at least. And it don't really stop at 18. How many of y'all still live with your mama? And on that note, on that note, you know, your children are forever. I'm doing sort of like okay, y'all. Look. Have a great, great weekend, okay?
I don't know, we took you guys around the mulberry bush, but...
Sometimes it goes there.
You're used to that. That's how we do.
Mom, I'll see you soon in a couple of hours, apparently.
Bye, y'all.
Love y'all. See you later.
Peace, party people.
What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls. I love you all.
The basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
It's Leon. That's right, Leon, with some of your favorite movies. And I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our office, though, Jay.
I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.